As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. As I place myself before my loving, generous God, I stop to ponder, how is He looking at me as I place myself before Him? Unable to sense how He is looking at me, I ask Him directly, My God, how are you looking at me as I sit here before you? And I consider what is God's desire for me in this moment, in this prayer, in this day. Again, if I cannot sense His desire for me, I ask Him directly, My God, what do you desire for me in this moment, during this prayer, in this day? And I listen for His response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer? Wisdom, comfort, peace, an awareness of His presence in my life. What grace do I desire? I ask Him directly and in faith. I turn my attention to the verses from Psalm 72, the material for today's prayer, and I listen read slowly, noticing any words or phrases which catch my attention. And I hold on to those phrases, that phrase, those words, repeating them again and again in my mind. Give the King your justice, O God, and may your righteousness to a king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. In his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound until the moon is no more. May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May the kings of Tarshish and of the isles render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him, all nations give him service. For he delivers the needy when they call, the poor and those who have no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the lives of the needy. I remain with the words or phrase that has caught my attention. I meditate on it, repeating it again and again in my mind, allowing it to sink more deeply into me. What does this word or phrase mean to me? I notice what I am feeling. I tell God how the phrase is moving me. And I listen for God's response. I spend some time simply resting in God, just being with Him. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the words or phrase I already have, I remain with it. Otherwise, I go back to the scripture for some more. Give the King your justice, O God, and your righteousness to a king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. In his days, may righteousness flourish and peace abound until the moon is no more. May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May the kings of Tarshish and of the isles render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him, all nations give him service. For he delivers the needy when they call, the poor and those who have no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the lives of the needy. I repeat again and again in my mind the new phrase or word that has caught me. I reflect on the word or phrase that has grabbed my attention. What does it mean to me? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. Notice what I am feeling. I talk to God about how the word or the phrase is moving me. And I listen for God's response. Spend some time simply resting in God, just being still in Him, feeling His presence enveloping me. I spend some time in conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another. I talk with him about what has been moving me during this prayer. Gradually, gently draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.